You've probably heard the term xenobiotics. If you haven't, it is a term you'll hear more and more about because more and more scientific literature, more and more studies on the impact of xenobiotics in the body. The word xenobiotics comes from two Greek words, xenos, which means foreign. Somebody who's afraid of foreigners is xenophobe. And bios means life. So xenobiotics are chemicals that are foreign to life. They're man-made. They didn't exist 100 years ago, and we don't have the specific selective mechanisms to break them down. Yes, we do break them down, but it is an effort for the body, and it does cause a certain amount of depletion or problems from a physical point of view. Now, these xenobiotics, or these foreign chemicals, are absorbed through the air we breathe, through what we drink, through a variety of other chemicals that we consume, through our skin, and so on. And they are also produced in our body, to a certain extent, from various chemical reactions that take place. Now, more and more scientific studies are showing that these foreign chemicals, or these xenobiotics, do have a very, very negative impact on the body. Neurology, which is the conventional journal of neurologists in the United States, has associated xenobiotics with the increased risk of Parkinson's disease and Alzheimer's disease. Other studies have shown that xenobiotics can play a role in triggering cancer cells in those who are genetically predisposed. They can have a role to play in speeding up the aging process, and they can have a role to play in the production of free radical damage in the body. So these are not very friendly chemicals. They're foreign, and they're very, very dangerous. Now, in the past, people used to have diets where they would, for a certain period of time, reduce their dietary intake. They had less chemicals in their environment and less foreign chemicals in their food 200 or 300 years ago, and yet they still had periods, whether it's Lent or whether it's Ramadan, where they would eat less and help their body detoxify itself more effectively. What research is showing is that these xenobiotics do play a role, and it does help to detoxify intelligently, to help the body get rid of these foreign chemicals intelligently. There are a variety of products on the market, there are a variety of programs that are available, and you can do a search on our website and find the programs, the information, and the products that can help you detoxify intelligently, help to reduce the presence of the xenobiotics, help to prevent damage that they might cause, and ensure optimal health. So do please do a search on our website, drchrisafi.com.